The suspension of quarterback Tom Brady and an injury to backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo apparently aren't slowing down the New England Patriots. With their third-string quarterback Jacoby Brissett leading the offense last night, the Pats shut out the Houston Texans in Foxborough 27-0. Pats head coach Bill Belichick called it satisfying.
Just so proud of the way our guys competed and just tried to do everything that we asked them to do. And I really, really worked hard at it and just happy for the success that that they had tonight.
For an explanation of how they did it, we turn once again to football writer Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com, who joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, going into the game, all the attention was on Brissett. He had a 27-yard run for a touchdown in the first half. And overall, I have to say, I saw part of the game before going to bed last night. Overall, the guy did not look like a rookie.
He didn't, and I think three words we can use to describe his performance: smart, efficient, and disciplined. And there was a nice story behind the scenes. After that touchdown run you mentioned, he came over to the sideline and he handed the football to the head coach, Bill Belichick. And after the game, Bill Belichick, in the locker room in front of the players, gave it back to Jacoby Brissett, giving him the commemorative game ball as the player of the game for the team.
Well, that's kind of sweet for the Pats after that great win. Brissett did his part. What about other contributors? How impressive was it for the team to shut out the Houston Texans, and how did they do it?
Well, it was extremely impressive, and they did it the way Bill Belichick likes to coach football, by playing complementary between the offense, defense, and special teams. And a statistic to point out is how far Houston had to drive the ball every time they got it, because the Patriots made them drive a long field. Houston's average drive started at their own 16-yard line. The Patriots' average drive started at their own 40-yard line, a difference in 24 yards. That is a huge number in the game of football.
And at least in the first half, the Texans never got beyond the 50-yard line.
The first time they got into the Patriots' territory was actually with 1 minute and 35 seconds left in the third quarter, which tells you how the Patriots' strategy worked wonders for them.
Back to the offense for a moment. The offense depended mostly on running plays last night, more than we're used to seeing. How different was the offensive approach overall?
It was significant, and probably the best way to say it was on Jacoby Brissett's 27-yard touchdown run that gave the Patriots an early lead. That was their longest run by a quarterback for a touchdown since 1976, when Steve Grogan rumbled 41 yards for a touchdown. So the overall numbers, with Brissett leading the way as a running quarterback, the Patriots had 185 rushing yards on 39 carries, so they really had more of a run-based approach than throwing the football.
With the win, Bill Belichick earned his 226th victory as an NFL head coach. We heard him a minute ago crediting the players, but it was his game plan, we assume, and it was just masterful.
The way the Patriots played so crisp and sharp across the whole team, and Bill Belichick sets the tone for that. It's the culture, the idea that sometimes when a team loses its, not just its first quarterback who is serving a suspension, but the second quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo to an injury, a lot of times that can sink many teams across the NFL. But Bill Belichick's culture says, no, the next player steps up and everyone rallies around him.
Very quick question about next weekend. They play the Bills next weekend, traditionally a tough opponent, should be a good game. Will the Pats face an even bigger challenge?
Well, I don't know if it'll be a bigger challenge. Buffalo is now 0 wins and 2 losses, and they play a tough game on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. Amazingly, Bob, the Patriots, they could go 4-0 in the stretch of their schedule without Tom Brady. I don't think a lot of people thought that was possible.
All right, we'll see. Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN.com and offers analysis here on WBUR. Mike, thanks a lot.
Thank you.